This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And Anthony, I know that in our editorial meeting this morning, you were hoping, praying, even pleading that we wouldn't talk about the weather in the show today.
Well, it's true. My back is aching. And I was worried that we were beginning to sound a little bit like the Weather Channel or maybe the Snow Channel. So I was hoping.
Sorry. No dice.
Oh, the big story today, the cold. The big story tonight, the snow. Snow tapers off tomorrow morning. It'll be a slippery commute. Temperatures will rise to the mid-40s on Super Bowl Sunday.
Except, Anthony, that is the weather forecast for Dallas, Texas for Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, down in Texas, it's been freezing, it's been snowing, and it's been so cold in Dallas that the chattering teeth of the Steelers and Packers players have chewed right through their mouth guards, or, I imagine that happening. And up here in New England, fans are wondering, so if it's so cold down there, why don't we have a Super Bowl here in Gillette Stadium? I mean, come on, right, Bill? Right?
With us, I'm sure Mr. Kraft is wondering that at least.
Well, with us as he is most Wednesdays, except for the fact that today is Thursday, is, of course, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. So, Bill, I mean, it's been so cold inside Cowboy Stadium that even some of the Packers were complaining that it's colder down there than it is up in Green Bay.
Yeah, and the Steelers as well. Ryan Clark, one of the Steelers, between interview questions on the big interview day, inside in a covered stadium, was saying, man, it's freezing in here. This is not the publicity the National Football League was looking for.
So amongst other things, and even though maybe we are in a little bit too much of a hurry to get to Super Bowl Sunday and the start of the game, what does kick off the game is this.
We brought the snow down, huh? Look, man, I was coming down here to enjoy.
It's this other thing. So I know how you could get Christina Aguilera confused with one of the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers saying they didn't bring the snow down. This is in connection with the fact that you can bet for entertainment purposes only, obviously, unless you happen to be in Nevada, on anything related to the Super Bowl, including...
Hold on. Here.
There it is. Yeah.
You
can bet on that. You can bet on how long Christina Aguilera is going to take to sing the national anthem. Now, just to give our listeners a little background, Faith Hill recently timed out at 2 minutes, Mariah Carey at 1:56, Jordan Sparks at 1:54, and Jennifer Hudson at what a bookie is calling a painful 2:11. The over-under for Christina Aguilera on Sunday is 1:52. That means if you want to bet that she goes over 1:52... You know, over is 1:152 or greater. And the bookie is saying that there's an excellent chance that she will go beyond 1:52. He is recommending that you bet the over on that particular take.
Well, the one we just heard her sing there was actually from the 2010 NBA Final Game 7, Celtics-Lakers, and she did go over 2 minutes. That last note, in fact, was a whole 6 seconds
long. Yes, and now I'm assuming it was warmer in that building than it's
going to
be.
In Dallas.
She may be in something of a hurry to get off the stage and put some clothes on, before the anthem is actually finished. So
people
we
say
don't
that
know
about Christina Aguilera even on a warm day. But anyway, we have been having fun about the game, but there are some sort of serious stories around all the things that go around the actual event of the Super Bowl.
There are, certainly. One of the things that's come up as a result of this last Super Bowl in Miami, it was estimated that 10,000 prostitutes were brought in. A lot of these prostitutes underage. It's estimated by one group in Dallas, in the Dallas area, called New Friends, New Life, that 15,000 prostitutes will be brought into North Texas, and as many as 1,500 of them will be underage, and they'll be abandoned after the Super Bowl is over, and they'll show up on the doorstep of this organization looking for help. So this is no joke. Some of the Dallas Cowboys players have been enlisted to speak out against this practice, and they have done so in advertisements and that sort of thing. So at least there is some acknowledgement that this is a real problem and, unhappily, a problem associated with events like the Super Bowl.
Bill Littlefield, you are our wise man in the world of sports.
I hate to end on such a downer, but,
there's a reality check for the game.
There is a reality check, absolutely.
Absolutely. Host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks again, Bill.
My pleasure.
So, Anthony, I got to ask you, shall we make a friendly wager on Christina Aguilera?
wait a minute. There's gambling in football? I'm shocked.
Shocked.
We'll be back in a moment, and when we do, rock and roll and a donkey jawbone with the David Wax Museum.
Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.